shit, no keys. It's alright because it's Machete here. Throwing a rap for your motherfucking hoes. Everybody listen, all about the hoes in the motherfucking house. Chi-Chi on the beatbox, you know what's about to get crazy. Oh shit, act like you know me, ADHD crew. Tell your homies.
Right. Perfect timing. That was good. It's classic. Yeah. So what's classy, up, man? You're fucking... Come in here. You tell me you got all this shit to do.
I got shit going on, my friend. But it's all good because that's just the name of the game. You know, you're trying to do something different. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your fucking ass handed to you a few times, my friend. And, you know, the school season just started for all you students out there.
Going back to school.
And I'm about to school you right now on podcasting.
Oh, shit.
No, but there's just so much crazy ass shit going down right now.
You got a fucking podcast. So you got fucking deals going.
I have
got
deals. Fucking, multi deals. It's fun stuff.
You got fucking.
There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff. I have a few new clients. A few new clients coming in. You know, business is doing well. Knock on wood. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so stuff's happening. That's pretty fun.
That's cool, man.
What's up with you?
You've
been gigging?
I've been gigging. Actually, I've been gigging a lot.
I've been gigging a lot.
Well, actually, I don't even know. Did you ever get contacted for bachelor party?
No.
No?
No, did not.
No one hit you up? Fucking motherfuckers.
It's all right.
If you're free.
are you excited? Or what's the deal? What's happening?
It's this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah?
I did not get hit up.
Never,
dude.
Jesus Christ.
I can go through my voice messages. There's a lot of them, but because I don't answer the phone.
If he didn't text you, he probably didn't fucking contact you.
He didn't call me, right?
No, I don't think he would call you.
What's his number? 555?
That's it. Shit. He did call you.
Yeah, my bad. Here we go.
He said, I've been calling you for weeks.
It's all good. So what do you have planned, man?
I don't know. I have no idea. So, you know, I'm innocent in all of this.
I like that. That's how you know.
I'm just going, on Friday. I'm going.
Well, you know, you didn't want me involved because you wouldn't even have a fucking wedding if I got involved. She would have been out of control.
Would have been fucking.
And you know what? I'm glad. You know what?
Your city.
You're a good dude, though. Yeah. Honestly, you're a nice. Yeah, honestly, I'm gonna be real. Like, you were raised right, and your girl, she nabbed a good one on some real shit. Because I have some sleaze boy ass motherfucking friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, you know, some people I met from here in LA. Some people I used to work with at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. I mean, coffee shops and all this stuff. And so you meet up some pretty good friends, and I got invited to a few bachelor parties.
Yeah.
Sleazeball City, bro.
We heard about one of them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm just telling you. It's insane. So,
did we hear about that, or did you just tell me about that?
No, we heard about it. Yeah, okay. I said it. Yeah, for sure. So it's like the shit that the dudes do to, like, hide shit from their girl is the fucking most hilarious thing ever. Because, first off, they ain't smart. They ain't fooling anybody. However, when people really do it right, it's just like it has to be very intricate.
And I feel like it's like, a lot of people to fucking,
like, you get everybody in a room. You get everyone in a room, and you're like, all right, guys, let's say this like 18 times over and over again. Here's the story. Repeat after me. We went to San Diego. We went to San Diego to watch the Padres preseason like training camp.
And then we went to Mexico. I mean, fuck. It's so, also kind of pathetic. I don't know. Like, fucking guys. 18 guys. Yeah, fucking guys. No, but pretending, like, training to get through this lie. It's a little sad.
You know what? I just don't do it.
Well, yeah, because
don't do it.
You're not married.
Like,
if
you ain't, look, I get it. And there was actually one or two people who actually told their girlfriends or significant other
the truth.
They were just like, hey, here's
and
the deal.
They're divorced now.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know. Honesty's not the best policy all the time. But yeah, so yeah, I give props to them because they went in and honestly, they didn't really get their hands too dirty, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But the single guys, AKA myself.
Yeah.
I can imagine how cool it looks. because cool it's like, it if looks. you're refraining and you just see like some, you know, ugly ass dude like me just fucking going ham sandwich, and you're just like,
yeah.
Oh, I want some of those toots.
I want some
toots. I want some of them toots. Yeah, so I'm glad you're doing it right, man.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, well,
it's your bro, and I mean, like, honestly, no disrespect to your bro, but he doesn't have connects.
He doesn't.
I know.
We're staying in a fucking Airbnb, whatever.
Okay.
You know, but you know, you go out there, you're not gonna be there.
I'm gonna go and crash it, bro.
I'm. Yeah, you. I mean, fuck it. If you fucking,
shit, I don't want
to
get married.
I mean, I heard about all the shit. I heard about all the shit you have to do, but.
Yeah,
bring your laptop. Fucking be exporting while you're driving. No, export.
I was thinking we should just podcast from the.
I'm down. I'll shoot you the address. Bro.
Did you know what? You know, there is an old connection. By the way, I don't know what your brother wants to do, but from the Talking Shit days, I don't know.
That's the Hustler Club connection.
The Hustler Club connection. It was actually pretty dope because one of the bachelor parties. Actually, this guy was not a scumbag. He was actually did it really pretty legit. And I'm just gonna tell you, there's two types of dudes when it comes down to this. There's dudes who just are like a fucking animal out of a cage, and they just was like, fucking, this is do drugs, this is fucking crazy. And there's another type where they've never really done shit like this before, so they don't know how to go ham. Does that make sense?
So they go ham and then fall asleep at 7?
Nah, they try to go ham, but their idea of ham is like a bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna fucking smoke the cigarette.
Inside the hotel room.
I'm fucking, look at me, I'm drinking and drinking and smoking at the same time. That's probably gonna be me.
I'm gonna get a double cheeseburger with extra cheese. I'm lactose intolerant. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. So like I said, I had like, if you guys go back to fucking 50, 60 episodes, you'll hear a really cool story about what happened to a friend, a buddy of mine. But we went and we really got, it was, I swear to God, like, this sounds insane, but I feel like I had a blast.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Just to give you the cliff notes in case you don't want to go back 60 episodes or whatever. Went to TJ, and although the groom to be didn't really get in too much trouble, he was very tame. Considering that being said,
how much trouble he could have gotten into,
he didn't. However, we had a fucking blast with basically a van full, like I would say, like 10 people of degenerates, like drug addicts.
Yeah.
Fucking alcoholics, and you know what I mean? And just people who just wanted to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah.
So I had a fucking blast. It was probably one of the top best bachelor parties I've ever been to. And that's because I am not invited to yours, so technically.
You are invited. You were supposed to be invited.
That's all good. It's all good. I get it, though, because shit happens, you know? Shit, you know, maybe I'm not as close to you as I thought. I know you probably better than your wife.
This is what I did. I sent out a list. I said,
actually, you know what's so funny?
Huh?
I don't think I know you that well.
Like, you know what? Now I think about it.
Like, you don't really share too much. I didn't even know you had a fucking wife till like last week. Or a future wife. Anyway.
I sent out the list. I said, I want these people to go. I thought it was being handled. Apparently not. And I can show you the text where I said, text him.
It's okay. I'm not hurt.
He's crying.
So like I said, at the time it seemed very risky when we got crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, there was a lot of drugs being done and there was a lot of fun being had. And it seemed very risky. But when you're in a room full of people who are just down, it doesn't seem that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have another friend of mine who had a bachelor party in Vegas and we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Now I called in our old buddy from, you know, the Hustler Club.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was pimp. It was like, you know, we said at the hotel, we had a few dinners planned that were just like boom, dinner, boom, dinner, boom, dinner. It was like fucking great. And then, the night came, of course. And I was like, you know what? They didn't really plan anything. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call my guy. Dude brings a limo for us.
What?
Yeah. So he brings a limo. We go in. We have fun. And low key, I was hurting financially. So I was just like, I'm going to drink some more water, guys. You know what I mean? Like, so I was just chilling and I ended up talking to a lot of the staff that works there. Yeah, and
the strippers.
Made a lot of friends. I didn't pay for anything. I didn't pay for any of them.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't.
Because you had no money. Yeah, we know.
So So and towards the end of the night, people are kind of like, you know, revved up, you mm-hmm. know, from, you know, so it's probably about 2 a.m. We take the limo takes us back, uh-huh. we go back. And I'm suggesting we go to Olympic Gardens, the OG. I don't know if it's still around because this was a long time ago, it's basically, it's a skank fucking shift where the women are a little crazier and they get a little bit away with more. Like, mm-hmm. let's just say I had a very awesome experience a few years back. Just knowing it's off the strip. It's not on the strip. So it's a little bit out of the way. However, I'm just, the women are there a little, they're, you know, they're just okay. They're like, they're cool. And
are they good looking?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, enough. So
no, but they're loose.
Well, yeah, basically that's what they're, I mean, you know, you can probably negotiate some little extracurricular activities. Oh, okay. So that's where I was going at. However, my friends didn't want to go back. They wanted to go back to the hotel, whatever, whatever. So we had going back to the hotel mm-hmm. and they're thinking, oh dude, let's get some toots. Like, let's go for it. And I'm mm-hmm. like, come on. I mean, dude, we should have went to that other fucking place I told you about. And then now we're too far off the strip where it's going to cost us like too much money to get there. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have any money, like I said. So I was just like,
I don't know, let's stay in, guys. Like, come on,
guys. Let's play charades.
The TV. It's a cool show on.
So, yeah, dude. So we essentially were chilling. We had you know, those little cards that they give you when you're walking in the strip, they just give you these yeah. like, so obviously it's fucking 3 a.m. and yeah. nobody's there anymore. However, the floor is littered with cards.
Yeah.
With little business cards saying, call so-and-so, whatever. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of shit when people are not down. Like, cause everybody just want to stick their toe into the fucking, the craziness, but not really jump in. Mm-hmm. It's when you're trying to do crazy shit, you know, I say you got to jump in. Mm-hmm. Cause there's two types of people. People who just do this kind of thing and it seems normal. Like I said, when you're just around a bunch of people who are just are taking risks, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem that crazy in the moment. However, if there's a lot of people who are thinking about it, they're apprehensive, they're thinking they're just indecisive, it doesn't really play well because mm-hmm. then you start really thinking about what you're doing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he's not doing it.
What's going on? Yeah, yeah. Was judging me?
Is this bad?
So and this is their deal. And I thought this guy had, I mean, he was, what do you call it? The lead of this operation. And he basically was just like, look, I called the number. It's going to be $300. They're going to send two girls over. And I'm just like, okay, guys, this is happening. I was like, yeah. Holy shit.
Can I borrow $100?
And they had their little brother in there too, and he's like, oh dude, I don't want to do it, dude. Like, you know, the groom to be was like, I don't want to do anything in front of my brother. And I was like, I go, dude, we're just gonna have some fun, just don't worry about it. He's a fucking all horned up too. I mean, whatever, you mm-hmm. know. I'm not saying you gotta fucking, I don't know, she's gonna fuck everybody, I mean, but this is whatever. Or maybe she's just gonna give you a lap dance, get it some crazy shit. So they do the old classic bait and switch, which is we asked for the girl that was on the card. When she didn't come, she came through. And they're like, you weren't like, and the thing is, when people are not down to jump in the debauchery fucking pool, mm-hmm. like they'll make any excuse.
They'll be like, oh, it's not her.
Yeah, or they'll be like, oh, these girls are not that hot. And I'm like,
yeah.
Do you care right now, dude? Yeah. The girls are good enough. They had nice bodies. Yes, maybe one of them had a horse face, but whatever, right? Yeah. I mean, let's just
look at her face.
I'm an equal opportunity, you know what I mean, person when it comes to, you know, it comes to sex work, you know? So whatever. Anyway, so we're there. Mm-hmm. And they pull the old 1-2 on us. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, $300 is just to get us here.
Yeah.
So now the real bid begins. The company gets that $300, by the way, allegedly, quote unquote. So she's like, now you got to tip us to, and depending what we will do.
Yeah.
And I was just blurting out just to be fucking funny. I was like, how much the fuck all of us? And then she started laughing because there was like five or six guys there, you know, and two girls. I was like, that's
and she's like, 1,000.
She's like, for free. Nah. So it was just this funny joke, whatever. But everybody was just not down to pull. Granted, I had very little say.
Yeah.
However, if I had money, it'd be a little different. It would be a little bit of a more different story, honestly. Yeah. And but not that much, because it was just like everybody's just like, oh, well,
so nobody wanted to pull the money out.
And then one's like, well, what if you, what would you do for like $100? And she's like, I can give him like a lap dance. And he's like, oh, a lap dance? I mean, like, we were, you know, we paid
$20 for a lap dance.
Yeah, at the other place. Yeah. You know what I mean? What's the deal? And I was like, guys. This is like, they started bringing logic into the whole fucking, the rapper logic. No. And I started bringing logic into the whole scenario. And it was fucking awkward. It was so unbearably, unbelievably awkward. So essentially what happened was, I think he ended up paying him $150, and both the girls took and gave my friend a lap dance in the bathroom. They didn't really do anything else extra. Mm. And then they left. They spent, you know,
how long were they there?
$425 to get a lap dance, a personal lap dance in the hotel room. And they were there for probably about 45 minutes. And it just got weird. It got really fucking weird. So, like,
I mean, I feel bad just hearing this story.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, I know you got, like, honestly, I don't think you're.
I feel like just sticking to the strip club is fine.
Strip club is perfect. It's just, it is what it is, dude. I mean, cause it's like, especially if you go to like, you know, Spearman Ryan, all the big names, they have beautiful women there just to shake their butts in your face, in your face. It's like, it's cool. But, you know, just plan to, you know, drop some cash, because that's what it costs. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? So, or maybe you're.
How much does a lap dance cost in fucking Vegas?
Yeah, it's like $40.
$40?
Yeah, it's like 40. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, but you, but that's like the base, and then you got to like tip them. If you, you know what I mean? So it's whatever. But, you know, I have a problem with strippers, because it's just. I work hard for this money. You know what I mean? And to kind of stop. So it's like, I get it. You know, if. That's just my take on it. But, you know, it's I know you guys are not that type of those type of people.
Yeah,
honestly, I could just tell.
Yeah.
You know, however, Vegas is a place you can get in trouble. But like I said, I don't think you guys will basically, you guys will have some really good fun. You know, I think you have some shows lined up. What's the deal?
I honestly don't know. But, I mean, I'm just looking forward to just fucking. Cause I went to my buddies, you know, not too long ago. We just went to fucking San Diego. We did, we just chilled, you know, we didn't do a shit, you know?
Yeah.
And that was nice. Not doing it, you know? So I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Dude, by the way, when are you getting married again?
October
6th. October 6th.
That you got, that invitation you got. Cause I know, cause Christina sent it. Well.
Oh, I moved.
Katie got it. I don't even think, I don't think she sent it to you. Actually, she sent it to Katie and told you. No, I think we emailed it to you or something.
No, I didn't get it. Dude, what the fuck's up with your fucking.
No, come on, bro.
I swear, I would have gotten
something. I sent you a save the date or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let me see. Well, you're on the fucking RSVP list.
I got
you're
you, going, dude. I'm bro. Going. Yeah, I want steak.
There, you're going to get steak and chicken.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, speaking of, well, Our show favorite director / actor, Jon Favreau.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen Very Bad Things?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that movie.
Oh, wait. He didn't do that movie.
He was in it. He didn't direct
it. Oh, I was about to say. I was like, he didn't direct that, did he?
No, he was like the main character, though.
Dude.
Did you see that fucking movie, dude?
Of course.
I just watched it. That was the first time I watched it.
Oh, my God.
My sister and her brother-in-law, he was like, we should watch this movie before you go. I was like, okay. And I watched it. It's just fucking insane.
Before you go, what do you mean, today? Or?
Oh, I watched it like last week.
Okay. Like, you were hanging out and they're like, hey, I'm going to go back home. They're like, hey, let's watch this movie. Yeah. You can go home. Denise Richards and what's her name? Is it Neve Campbell?
No. You're thinking of the Wild Things. that's a different movie.
Wait.
No, Very Bad Things. Cameron Diaz, John Favreau, Christian Slater.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah. I was thinking of
but have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Wait. I can't believe you, dude, by the way.
What? The movie? What was the movie you said?
I think it's called Wild Things.
Wild Things. Yeah, that's the one where they're like making out in a pool.
Yeah,
that's nothing to do with it.
You saw it
too. No, Very Bad Things is when they go to Vegas for his bachelor party.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, my bad.
And fucking the Ari from Entourage. What's his name?
Jeremy Piven.
Fucking, they get a stripper to go to their hotel room, he gets a lap dance. They get, you know, whatever, they fucking do a lap dance from her. And then he like pays to have sex with her. Mm-hmm. And he takes her into the bathroom and he's having sex with her. And he's like being rough and like, they're like going around on the wall. Yeah. And he fucking, there's like a little hook on the wall and he slams her against it. And she fucking gets stabbed in the back of the head with the hook and they murder. So she's dead. And then the security guard comes in. Wow. And then to cover it up, they kill him.
For real?
Yeah. It's a crazy movie. It's a comedy.
Oh.
But it's
nice, dude. So you're traumatized already.
Yeah. So I'm traumatized. So like that whole fucking sitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's,
I don't know, man. I couldn't really say that I am a big, huge fan of Christian Slater.
Me neither.
I mean, like he's done like 2-3 really good movies.
Which one?
My favorite is True Romance.
Oh, okay.
That's like one of my favorite movies of all time, though. So. I mean, he did a good job in that. However, I'm not really like, I mean, I know he was in Pub of the Volume and you could, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck, but you know, he was a bit of a Jack Nicholson kind of character, I felt.
He's doing in a Jack Nicholson impression.
He looks like a young Jack Nicholson, like he does. I don't know. Anyway, I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the Coffee Bean I used to work at. Him and his, I think, wife at the time. Denise Richards would come in and order coffee.
Jesus.
Order like take home coffee, like pounds of coffee to like, you know, ground. And I would jizz in it and no, that's not true.
I was like, Denise Richards is gonna drink this.
Yeah. So I
saw Very Bad Things. I mean, Wild, whatever it's called.
Very bad Wild Things. Yeah, man. It's so like, all right, I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Okay. Well, did you see the notes? I changed the notes. There's notes. Whoa, in there, bro.
No way.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I don't even know what the notes are.
No. You know, you did something.
No, I got them. So did you hear about Brendan Schaub?
I did.
Did you hear about that?
I did.
Oh my God.
Dude, did you see him? His face?
He's a fucking idiot, dude. You can see it on his fucking face. He's not invited to the bachelor party. That fool was fucking blowing lid off it.
No, dude.
So what we're talking about, he was on, it was his podcast, right? He does a podcast with Theo Von. And
called this the King and the Sting.
The King and the Sting. Okay. And they're talking about bald guys. They're like, oh, bald guys, it sucks if you're white and you're bald. And he's like, well, come on, man, I know a lot of bald guys that are killing it in game, just killing puss.
He said they're still slanging dick.
That's what he said. Yeah. I know two guys. I mean, just look at Joe Rogan and goes, Dana White.
Dana White, Joe Rogan. And he just, the moment he says it, his face
looks
is like
fucking idiot, like realization that both of those guys are married. And he's saying that they're slinging dick.
Well, what do you think? Do you think Joe Rogan cheats?
Now I do. Thanks to Brendan Schaub.
Schaub. Yeah, I mean, what do you
want? I mean, he's
I can't really.
He
like,
probably has women throwing at himself everywhere he goes nonstop.
Rogan?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes, just because he's so fucking famous.
Yeah, that's true.
And rich.
Yeah, that's true. All right, fair enough.
Right?
Yes, and Dana White.
Dana White, I mean, I guess he's rich.
No, what do you mean you guess?
I mean, he's rich.
Yeah, he just sold the UFC for like fucking billions of dollars.
Did he sell it? Oh, yeah, he did sell it.
Yeah, he did sell it. Sold it to Disney or something.
Disney UFC. No more fighting. But yeah, he just fucking blew him up.
I saw that.
Well, you don't think so? You don't think that's true?
You know what, dude? It's probably true. Because his reaction gave him away.
His reaction gave him away.
Like, literally, Rogan co-signed for your whole life, bro.
Yeah.
You legit.
His whole podcast career.
You probably had the opportunity to edit it out.
He did. It's his own fucking podcast.
He did edit it out.
No, I mean, he did have the opportunity.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, that's going to be one. The thing is.
Oh, you know what? It might have been live stream, though.
Fair enough. That's what an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an idiot, dude. And it's that's the thing with privileged information. And I know Brandon is new to the game, uh-huh. and he's a friend. He's not like a close friend. We're colleagues of sorts. Uh-huh. You know, we work together in some projects and uh-huh. stuff. You know, he's a good dude. He's ambitious. He's young. He has all this good stuff going on. He has a great career that Rogan, you know, helped him out yeah. with. But he literally bit the hand that fed him.
All right. Well, maybe not, because I just saw he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. When? I mean, like the 7th. So, like after that, like a couple days left.
Yeah, but
that.
It didn't really go viral till like. It wasn't viral by the 7th.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe not. Because they did the Fight Companion thing that they do. I didn't listen to that.
Of course.
Who could listen to that shit?
Look, because I know when the day it broke. Because I saw it and I was cracking the fuck up.
Okay, do you have the clip?
I do have the clip. You haven't seen it?
I saw it once. But I think people need to hear it. And people start cracking up in the studio. I think because they realize, like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, like, can you say that one more time? I sent it over to a friend of mine, Chris Terhune, Keeping It Crispy, because I know he's a new Rogan enthusiast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
New? You
know? Well, you know.
He's like, hey, man. You're this guy. Podcast,
Rogan. You're this guy. He's a little late to the game, and he's just like, whatever. You know, just back in the talking shit days when shit was going down, he's just like, he starts telling me, he goes, hey, dude, you're to this comedian named Theo Von. I'm like, bro. I've been known, bro. Have you heard of this guy named Bert Kreischer? He's so funny. I'm like, dude, who are you, bro? Where have you been?
Do you not care about me? You don't know what I do?
Need to listen. What the fuck, my life? You know, he goes, dude, your mom's house, Tom Segura. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, but it's true, though. I mean, it's just, let me see if I pull the clip up.
Okay. But that was fucking hilarious. I guess, you know, if you don't say nothing about it, it probably would just go away eventually. No, I mean, who trolls, knows what's going
the
on?
Unfortunately, the trolls are too real.
But what do you, I mean.
So you know what happened with like Theo Gate, right? And Tom Segura.
Yeah, that they were like, oh yeah, you said that you played a clip of them like holding hands. Like there's some awkwardness. There's maybe cheating, infidelity.
Oh, did they take down the clip? They took down the clip.
Shut up.
I swear.
It's gone?
It is unavailable.
Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. That confirms that shit.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Rogan cheats. Let's see if I could just find it.
Wow, dude.
It's got to be up on so many places.
Oh, though. Of course.
There we go.
Here. Oh, you don't have a thing? What's it called? Oh.
Let's see if this is the fucking video. God damn.
Yeah, because people are just, they comment on it. They put the thumbnail as the fucking.
Oh, that video's gone too.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Joe Rogan blocked my video of Brendan Schaub saying he's a cheater.
Nice.
Oh my God. Wow. Joe Rogan's blocking these videos, bro. I mean, imagine, because. What's the real problem here? The real problem is that his wife is going to hear this and it's going to fucking be a nightmare.
Well, the thing is that, you know, you have a, I see all the things coming.
They're gone, right?
Wow, they are gone, dude. And
that's nuts.
That's right.
That's holy nuts. That's shit. The fucking, that's the kind of shit like Rogan probably fucking called up the fucking owner of YouTube and said, hey man, take down all of the videos.
Nah, I mean, it's just, all you have to do is report it. And he's such a powerful person for YouTube, I'm sure.
Well, he probably has fucking YouTube's number. You don't think he does?
Mr. YouTube.
He gets some fucking millions of views all the fucking time.
Nah, dude. But yeah, like, who's bigger than Rogan?
Who's bigger than Rogan?
It's people in China, probably. China.
Well, he hired some Chinese company to delete all the videos.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Well,
it was just the clip where he said, oh, I know guys are slanging dick.
I know bald guys are slanging dick. All that. Yeah.
And stupid look on his face.
It was a dumb fucking look. So what's this lick for Lizzo?
Lizzo?
What is that?
Do you know who she is?
I no. Who the fuck
am I telling you about an artist?
Yeah,
a new artist.
It sounds like. Oh wait, it says Chick-fil-A, but like
what?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
That's old. No, it says Lizzo. I think it didn't get deleted right.
Okay, because you see the way.
Yeah. Okay, that was a loss in translation.
I was like, what the fuck?
Right. I put Lizzo.
Yeah,
you're familiar.
I am familiar.
Okay.
I was like, Chick-fil-A? So
I just saw her on NPR, The Tiny Desk.
Oh, nice.
And had you heard about her already?
You know what? I've only heard the stuff that she has, like the stuff that they've been doing with that jazz shit, right? It's like, isn't it like jazz music or something? Like kind of interpretive, kind of, no?
It's
kind of
just like fucking rap, you know, rap with some singing.
But their music is, I don't know why, because I had a friend of mine show me some of their stuff. Mm-hmm. It was from the Tiny Desk thing, but it seemed more like spoken word to me. It didn't seem like.
Yeah, she kind of like, it's almost like the way she does it live is like a little bit of a, like a musical where you're kind of talking. Yeah,
but the music also, it's jazzy. It's jazzy. Yeah, okay, cool. I was like,
oh. Well, it sounds even more jazzy when you hear it played by a band, you know, but when it's the album.
She kills it though.
She's a great singer.
She kills.
Do you have, well, this is the point where I didn't really know who
she
was.
I got it.
I'll tell you when to skip to.
Oh, you have time code?
Yeah, go to 1330. Just go to 1330, okay? So I was watching the video, and I was like, it's cool, because I like the NPR videos. They're always tight, because they have an actual band. They're actually singing. And I was watching this one, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. She's a good singer. And then 1330, just play it from there.
Okay, let me see.
And we'll see. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, shit. Right. She's dope as fuck.
All right, here it goes.
Here we go. What? Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice, okay? Somebody come get this man. I think he got lost in my DMs. What? My DMs. What? You better come get your man. I think he wanna be way more than friends. What? More than friends. Hey! She pulls out a fucking flute and starts fucking killing it.
Some Ron Burgundy shit right here. Very talented.
So I was watching this, like, not expecting to see a flute pop out, right. And she just fucking, I didn't even see it. It's sitting there right on the table the whole time. Yeah. She just pulls it out and like, starts fucking
blowing
the flute. And I was like, oh, fuck, she is a bad bitch.
She's definitely gifted. A friend of mine, I would say, like, put it on his stories on like, Instagram, probably, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him in, because like I was like, oh, cool. When you just see it, you're like, oh, Tiny Desk, you get it, right? And then we met each other in person. We're like, hey, we're hanging out. And he puts on the shit, like playing on in the background. And I'm like, oh, I saw you fucking tweet about this or whatever, or, you know, post about this shit. And he's like, yeah, dude, take a listen. And I didn't get to the flute part, but I was just like, damn, she's funny. She's like, it's really dope, you know, but we didn't have the visuals. Mm-hmm. So whatever, but it was fucking interesting.
But when she busts out the flute, I was like, that's awesome, because everyone who's out there right now can't play shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so
she's not going to get a deal, cuz she's you know what I mean, like, not like, cause she's overweight, I think. She's not like catapulted into that stratosphere.
Oh, she's been catapulted, bro. She's on BET, fucking shaking her ass in a fucking white jumpsuit. She's on the VMAs.
Fair enough, but she's like, on, you know, we'll see if she goes into that fucking Beyonce fucking.
Well, I don't know, Ariana Grande. But
she's just like that seems like it's like alternative. It doesn't seem like she's like mainstream.
She had that one.
She's fucking gifted as fuck.
Have you heard the song Truth Hurts? That was a pretty big hit song for her.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
Huh?
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it? Mm-hmm. Well, that one, you might probably have, honestly, because I didn't know it. I had heard that song already, but I didn't know that it was her. I didn't know who it was. Mm. But dude, I don't know. That was cool, though. It's like, I like her fucking Anderson .Paak, who can actually play shit. It really fucking, it's nice and refreshing.
Yeah. It's, let's see. Oh, yeah.
You've heard this. Yeah, that was a big hit.
It's a great song. Why men great, so they gotta be great. Yeah, she's good.
But it's just like, well, all the songs are fucking feminist kind of shit, so it's like, but yeah. But still cool songs. Good, it's just like, you know, I feel weird listening to it, but
why?
I don't know.
Because you're a bad bitch.
I can't sing along with it.
Why not?
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
You're a bad
bitch. Why men great till they gotta be great? I'm like, sing this men bashing song.
Why? What's she saying?
Why men great till they gotta be great? They're great until something challenging comes up. I don't know.
Yeah, she's wild.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my god.
But anyways, that was just really impressed me. That was just found out of her.
Wow. So I saw that are you into the new Ozzy Osbourne collabo between Post and Ozzy? What's the deal?
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I mean,
it's a good song.
It's cool. Fucking.
It's an honor having a big time. Of course. Don't mind. That's a commercial.
I mean, it was cool. Ozzy sounds fucking great on it. It does. I was like, holy shit.
And when the beat drops, you're just like, okay.
There's got to be some fucking studio magic going on because I didn't think he sang like that no more.
Ozzy?
I didn't think he could
sing. Maybe it's some archive shit.
Maybe.
Needs to have way more downloads.
I feel you crumble in my arms down to your heart of stone.
Sounds fucking classic Ozzy.
So good.
Cry just like the tears you never show. Why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me? Take what you want to go. Why don't you take what you want from me?
I mean, they definitely got the little fucking auto-tune sheen on
it. Yeah, they're like, go. I got the horses in the back.
I mean, it's just, I feel like there's, I like that he did that. I like that he showed, you know, showing some respect to fucking Ozzy. And Post Malone can actually play a little bit too. I actually seen him play guitar a few times and he can play, you know, pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely has one of those, People are just in love with him. I think a lot of people are just like their white savior. It's just like, oh yeah, we got one. we got a talented one too, because you know the dude. I think Post is talented. He's gifted.
Yeah.
I think he has an interesting personality. He's weird. He's weird as fuck.
When I see him like in interviews, I was like, this fool looks so stupid.
Yeah, he looks goofy.
He looks stupid.
He's goofy. He seems goofy.
Yeah, I mean, but the whole fucking. A grill and the way he talks, I'm like, just talk normal, and you know.
Man, you know what? I mean, that's normal with him. He comes from a lot of money, so whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. I mean, however, I do think that this. You're right. Ozzy doesn't seem like he can belt that out anymore. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he sounds better than. I don't know. Maybe he can still sing like that. I don't know.
Isn't he like?
He can barely fucking talk. But I was like, how can the fuck can he? You can actually understand him and stuff. Take what you want from me.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, shit. Maybe it's like an old song that they had archived because I know that. You mean, come on.
Maybe
he has to have like
because that sounded way too good.
Oh, it sounded like
young Ozzy.
Yeah. let me see if I can pull up something.
The other thing is too. You see the memes where all like, oh yeah, who's this new guy, Ozzy Osbourne and shit.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's fucking bullshit. I think. Yeah, no. Come on, like people know who the fuck he is.
They're like,
they're making a joke, and then people gather them, and they're like, look how stupid young people are.
But you never know. It could be. It's possible. They did the same thing with Kanye and Paul McCartney.
That was ridiculous. But I don't know. I think for it to happen again, it's too fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe people are just trolling.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Let me see.
So, what, are you coming to Vegas or what?
I don't know, man. I can't. It's too short notice.
Fuck.
What
are you pulling up?
So, I want to know when was that song recorded.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. So, I do want to talk about one last thing. Before I guess we wrap up, I guess. Let's see. Take what you want from me. We can. Yeah, Post Malone's in this new movie that's coming out called Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out on Netflix, allegedly, according to some insider shit. Let me see. Yeah, I was really just trying to find. Hopefully, that someone said, "Yeah, this is a fucking old song that they pulled in from an archive, kind of like what Drake did with Michael Jackson."
Yeah,
I'm guessing because like he does sound really.
Yeah, he sounds
I'm like,
good.
Holy shit! If you still got it, bro. I mean, he was like touring recently, right? Like within the last year and a half.
But I mean, I don't know what he sounds like. I mean, is there live footage of him singing somewhere live?
Perhaps.
But who knows at the concerts? Because I know Kiss, they've been getting it. Well, not trouble, but people have been putting up all these videos about how they're not really singing anything anymore.
Well,
they never really sang before.
Well, they were. Oh. Homie is touring right now.
Right now?
Yeah, he's shit. Okay, maybe not right now, but he has a tour lined up, Jesus, for next year.
Wow.
Wow. Good for him, dude. Jesus. He has all these dates coming up, all in the UK, unfortunately. Atlanta, Georgia. Wait, hold on. What the fuck is this? State Farm Arena. With Megadeth, 2020. He has a maybe he still got it.
Yeah, maybe he still got it.
I think they're trying to look for some of that fucking crossover magic.
Yeah,
I think they were. Post doesn't need that shit, honestly. I think he's a great artist, and I think I hope, like, ever since I heard Wyatt Iverson,
yeah,
I was like, who the fuck is this dude? And then, you know, obviously, congratulations, really kind of like, oh fuck, you're not just a mm-hmm. one hit dude, and then he came up with more hits. Like, I was like, oh, this is your next one's good, because that, yeah, it's insane, dude. I'm stoked for him. He's so fucking gifted. He just looks so weird.
Yeah.
That's basically the two. I mean, you know, I'm glad you're breaking the mold, right? Of what success looks like. I don't know if you heard, cause when people get older and they keep touring, they start really sounding like shit. I don't know if, I hope mm-hmm. Ozzy keeps it going and mm-hmm. he still sounds good, because like you said, Kiss,
they're not even singing anymore, I don't think. They're not singing. Who knows if they're fucking playing? I don't really have a lot of faith in Kiss anyways. I was never a huge Kiss fan anyways.
So I hear there's the band's getting bashed for essentially
lip syncing.
Like, not lip syncing, but just really, really bad.
Got it.
Really bad. Really, really, really bad. Another ad. Sorry, guys. Remember when fucking YouTube was free? Remember?
Yeah, it was amazing.
We're going to be telling our kids that. You guys don't know. YouTube used to be free. So there's some footage of Motley Crue out there.
Okay.
And, you know, Vince Neil had a really good voice, I felt. Like, he had that high, you know, that really good high. But check this dude out. I mean. So this.
Wait. Pause it. That first thing you were playing, what was that from?
That was from, that was an actual video that they put out of a live performance.
Okay, so that was a video. Yeah, the recent?
Yes. This recent. Recent.
That last one. Okay, now this one.
This one is
what? Like a phone recording or some shit?
This was on March, on March 22nd, 2019. This is not a phone recording.
Oh, okay. That's not terrible. That's not the best. Not.
Keep shining, hide, hold a little bit of sun. almost thought this was like a...
It's not terrible, honestly.
Well, he's not even... I can't even understand
it. I can't understand what the fuck he's saying. Sounds like he's struggling for sure. Like, sounds like he's definitely like... out of breath or some shit, but
well, whatever. I mean, get something right. Jesus, I didn't even understand any of his lyrics for one. For two, this was I thought it was like a Shreds video. Remember those Shreds?
Oh,
video?
Yeah, where they just replace their voice.
They replace the so good. Yeah, I fucking love those videos. But the Creed Shreds. Oh, if you haven't seen them, do yourself a favor and check that shit out. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, dude. I mean, it just seems like the older people. I mean, the Rolling Stones. I mean, have you heard of?
Yeah, well, he never sounded amazing anyways.
In his defense.
Yeah, he really didn't. And now he kind of just, he's just screaming at this point. I mean, he's just like talking, but he didn't really sing like a ton before.
Yeah, I know.
He talked, sang a lot and yelled, sang, you know what I mean?
But you know what? Is it cool to be that old and fucking on stage? It just seems so, like, it's just to say you've seen them is probably.
I mean, it depends on the who. Motley Crue? I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not a Motley Crue fan, but it's like, I have no, like, yeah, why go see them, I guess. Know. But like Paul McCartney, he still sings good and he's still making albums. Yeah,
but it's different. I think Rolling Stones are a little older than him, don't they?
They're pretty close to the same age. I mean, the Beatles got here first, but they're contemporaries for sure. But they just look worse. The Rolling Stones just look fucking fucked up.
Right, let me see. Let's see how bad he got.
Colon cancer.
We have Jesus we have ads. Yeah, we'll see how bad it got. I mean, this is this is fairly recent.
Is this the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Rolling... It doesn't sound good. I mean...
Well, come on. It's a good one. This is 7/23/19.
That sounds great. His backup singer, so he doesn't even sing anymore. He can't find it. Is there any? Does he sing at all?
Okay, actually, he doesn't.
That's not bad. That's
interesting. He sounds decent. Yeah. However, if you guys look at any new footage of him, it doesn't look fucking good. Keith Richards looks like a skeleton, dude.
He's looked like that, though.
I know, for a long time. but it's gotten to like, oh, it was a funny joke where he resembled, where he looks like an actual skeleton. I just think that's what
they all looked fucked up for like the past 20 years, dude. They've looked fucked up since the beginning.
Yeah, they have been. I do give you that. However, it's like before you're like, oh, you're just ugly. Now you're like, bro. I mean, I can handle a little bit of, you know, a little scruff, a little crazy looks.
There's something about if you don't gain some weight when you get older, you're going to look fucked up. Because if you're too skinny, like they're super skinny, you just like the wrinkles. Well, they just can't stop them.
They partied pretty hard, dude.
They partied super hard and they should have gained a little bit of weight.
That's why Paul McCartney looks good, because he's like he's not fat by any stretch of my skin.
Stretch of his skin, Jesus.
I
think he probably might have gotten some work done. I think
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, because for a while he had like major jowls, and then I don't think he has them as bad anymore.
What do you think about that conspiracy theory about him being switched out? At, like they have like this side by side comparison where they fucking found somebody who sounded exactly like him.
It was Billy Shears. They say it in that's the rumor. It's Billy Shears. It's ridiculous, but it's funny. It's interesting, and they kind of. Somebody got the idea. They've talked about it. They said somebody got the idea that they were putting in these subliminal messages. And they don't know where. I mean, they know what the people were saying, like backwards on some of the songs. And in that song, they say the name Billy Shears is who the supposed person is. There's a bunch of pictures where you kind of look at them and they are kind of creepy. Like there's one picture where they're like all standing together and somebody has a hand over Paul McCartney's head, and apparently like in the Indian religion or something, it's like a that's like to symbolize that he's dead. There's a bunch of pictures where he's doing one thing and everybody else is doing something else, and everyone thought that they're trying to give signals that it was that. And then after they found out about it and people were believing it, they started playing into it and they started putting in more shit doing other shit to perpetuate it.
Okay, so then it's not real.
No, it's not real.
That was real. So I want to switch gears now a little bit, but yeah, you're a person who's you've been to Texas before.
No,
you never been to Texas. No. What I think you did.
I've been to fucking
everywhere but Texas,
Arkansas.
Okay, that's where I may got confused. You never had a Whataburger there.
No,
right? Damn.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. So I want to. There's a viral video going around of basically. All right. How would you feel? Like, let me rewind a little bit because I set this up wrong. How would you feel if you walked into a fast food restaurant and over the counter you could blatantly see a mouse on the counter?
Oh, I've seen this video. I mean, I would fucking walk out immediately.
Would you?
Yes. If there was a fucking mouse on the counter, yes.
And it's crazy.
I mean, it's because it's gotten so bad. I mean, because you know that there's probably mice definitely by the dumpster, definitely be at the back of the shop. I mean, it's gotten really bad when they're in the fucking restaurant.
So at this Whataburger in Texas, so somebody,
seeing it on the counter, even
somebody, because I guess they have counters that are facing, that are open to like
you could see them cooking
the prep station is facing the opposite, so that the grill workers have their back towards the customers.
Yeah,
and there's no wall or anything. It's really
and
weird.
They have the fryers there.
They have the fryers. Yeah. They have all the station, and something happened, and you guys can check this out for yourselves. Holy shit, dude! So somebody sees a fucking mouse.
Yeah.
And they decide to start filming because the counters are facing the customers. And hilarity ensues, my friend.
Come on!
It's insane. It's like blatantly running around.
No. You can see it on the fucking...
It's confused. It's scared. It's fucked up.
I mean, it looks like he's fucking on the kitchen surface where they're going to be fucking cooking.
They have food right next to it.
They have ingredients.
He's eating a fucking burger already.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shut it down, Mike.
All right,
y'all. Whoever paid for
their
food will get your money back.
Yeah. Yep. Please. Like, what do you...
So if you didn't get your food...
The thing is that somebody from around the corner, no one wanted to touch it. So a customer came around,
but you have to have
and she decided to take fucking...
Oh, man, I'm
because he's just still there. He's like... The mouse is getting braver and braver,
he's
going
just
like
on the counter too.
He's running
leaving.
Around the counter. There's onion rings and there's fries. There's a bunch of stuff on the actual counter.
Oh man! Oh, this girl finna try to catch this old.
They're trying to catch him.
This girl really finna try to catch this rap. She don't even work here, bro.
She don't even work here.
Oh lord.
Oh, it's in the fucking, like, fries now at this point.
Oh, what a degree.
It fell into the fryer.
Oh, God. Oh,
hey. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I know. Oh, my.
Dog.
Wow.
Ah, deep fried rat. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Wow.
Oh, dog.
I'll try to get it.
Oh man!
I was trying to zoom in to see if you could see the fucking rat like in the grease.
Do they pull it out?
It's
gross.
Oh,
not.
You charging us for fried rice?
Jesus.
I don't know. I work at
Domino's. We ain't ever seen this shit like that.
Hey, when it's cooked, it'll float up to the top. Oh man!
Oh shit!
Just leave it alone, man. Just leave it alone.
Seen it all.
Who else needs a refund?
Me? I haven't ate it. No.
He deep fried a rat.
Well, the rat gets scared and he jumps off of the counter straight into the fucking deep fryer. I mean, this clip was a little older, but I think that it broke the day after we recorded with Yoshi.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. It just happened.
It happened. But holy shit, man. Whoa.
There was a restaurant that we used to play at, and not in the kitchen, but they had a dumpster right outside the kitchen, and there was just thousands of rats. It was like a hill. They had like a little hill, and there was just rats all over the hill, and you could just see them running around the dumpster constantly because we would load in through the back.
Right.
And that was fucking disgusting.
They pay you in fucking rat burgers.
I don't think I ever ate there. It's too fucked up. But we played there for years.
I took their money.
Yes.
I made sure they didn't give me cash in hand.
But the fucking the dumpster was gross. It was fucking
sick. Man. So when are you leaving on this fucking awesome
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
You're leaving on Friday?
Yeah, I'm leaving on Friday.
Friday morning?
Yeah.
Flying?
No. The fuck?
They don't even know how to treat you right. You fly in there like a prince. They can drive over there.
Right, that'd be nice. No, I'm driving Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And what's your girl doing for the Bachelorette?
She's going to Temecula, to wine country. She's doing a wine.
Temecula? Temecula is a wine? There's a wine country in Temecula?
Yeah, it's the other wine country.
the other.
It's the other white meat.
The real.
No, yeah, they do like they do, you know, they have like a bunch of, what's it called, wineries down there. Nice. And then they do like a, you know, they get a party bus and they go driving around and sample wine. I don't think there's that much trouble you can get into in Temecula.
I don't know. So. If you find out she went to like a Chippendales, I don't know if there's anymore. Would you get mad?
A Chippendales?
Or like fucking male strippers, basically.
Would I get mad?
What if there's like a video of her like on Snapchat
doing
of
her friend,
you know, getting lap danced by a dude with the fucking big old fucking floppy jalopy.
Floppy jalopy. I mean, it would be hypocritical of me, probably, to say I would be mad, but I would be mad.
Yeah, so
it's a double standard for sure.
Yeah. So is your girl fully aware that you're going to have butts in your face?
Who said that? Nobody said that.
You're not gonna go to a stripper. You're gonna go.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
All right, we're gonna get a stripper.
I'll report back next week.
Fair enough. You plead the fifth. I get it. No, but I know you don't have anything involved. But you're like, all right, just one request. You have to play the new Ozzy Osbourne Post Malone on repeat.
Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do, but I mean, obviously, she knows that I've been to strip clubs.
Does she?
Now that I think about it, let's cut this out. I got that Brendan Schwab face on.
So, yeah, you guys are leaving on Friday.
Yeah.
You guys are leaving on Friday.
Yeah.
And then you're not flying?
No, not flying.
Dude.
What's wrong with driving, bro? It's not that far.
All right.
4 hours.
Versus?
An hour.
45 minutes solid.
But you have to go to the fucking airport fucking 2 hours early.
Yeah.
An hour and a half or whatever. Yeah,
45 minutes. Okay. It's not crazy.
Okay.
Because unless you're going international, yes. 2 hours and fucking clean your butt because they're going to check it. You're looking like a terrorist. I mean, if you're going to drive, are you guys going
to
like...
How much is it though? To go to Vegas?
60, 70 bucks.
No, it's not, dude. Joe's, my brother-in-law, he checked it out.
Okay.
And he said it was fucking 400 bucks.
I bet you could find a flight right now.
Do it. See if it's...
I bet I could find a flight right now.
Fucking jalopy air. Or floppy jalopy air. The fucking stripper on it.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Let me see. So what do you... I mean, I know you don't fly often, but if you do, what sites do you use?
I've gone directly to the airline before, I think.
Okay.
I've gone... the honeymoon we did through a travel agent. Oh, so they did it. But
I've done...
There's something called Google Flights.
Google Flights.
Yeah.
No, I've never done that. I think I've done like fucking Expedia or some shit.
Yeah, I've done a few something of them. Like one time that. I got a really good... I got a few good deals in my day. I'd like on just some random ass fucking site. Oh, come on.
When I went to Arkansas, I think it was like 300 or something like that.
Round trip.
Yeah,
okay,
350, 400.
That's not bad. I went one time, I got a round trip to to New York.
You might get a cheap ass flight because you go in because it's last minute.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's cheaper if you fucking fill in a fucking empty seat.
Yeah, it's also cheaper if you plan ahead.
Yeah, do it like 6 months ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, one time I got a round trip fucking ticket from New York to LA.
$199
Yeah.
Where'd you have to sit? Inside my bag. In cargo.
Okay, here we go. Las Vegas, Nevada. Here we go. now we're gonna do. When are you leaving? September 13th.
September 13th.
Oh, okay. September 13th. Okay. 13th. $91
$91 Fuck, I'm flying there then.
Yeah. And this is round trip.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow.
$91
What airline is it?
Frontier.
Frontier?
They're not the best. No, they're not. But it says, does it say $91 round
trip? It is $91. That's fucking hidden cost, bro. Click on that. This is going to be some fucking shit popping up, bro.
Okay, so... Oh, wait. Hold on. Returning is the 17th, though. That's not right.
No, it's 13, 14, 15. You're coming back.
Okay, maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah, because that's a Monday flight. It's not going to take that shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever. I'm saying that it's cheap. Like, round trip, economy. I mean, Frontier is a dirtbag fucking... Like, I'm not going
to
lie.
That's what I took to Arkansas. Yeah, I think so. That's why it's only 300 something.
It's cheaper, actually. It's $51. No. Yeah, 101. $101.
It's not bad.
It's not. I mean, you know, 45 minutes and to actually of travel time, mm-hmm. and probably like I'll give an hour each. So 3 hours versus
4 hours. It's
not that much. 4 hours. Yeah, but it's not like different. Of the actual time, dude, the actual time that you got to fucking be in a car with fucking sweaty fucking.
Why? Who's sweating? The air conditioner's on, bro.
I'm just saying. This is get everybody. This is body heat, homie. You know that. You have personal air conditioning. Well, I don't know. Have a good time, man. I hope you guys have all the fun in the world without me. I'm pretty sad, bro. Your brother didn't invite me. I didn't even know it was going down. I would have probably made it work. Maybe.
I told him to text you.
Yeah, it's all right.
I figured he would have because he had texted everybody else. Maybe he just doesn't like you.
It's very possible. Very, very possible.
You wouldn't have fun, man. Like you said, I don't think we're going to
play. You know what?
I probably would have ham sandwich like you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably be like, where's Ernie? It's probably for the best because, you know, let's just be honest. You know,
what?
I could have got you into trouble. just kidding. All right, cool. Well, we're gonna talk about some cool stuff on Friday. I'm excited about it. Yeah. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, share. Those are the three fucking points. And if you're feeling a little bit more extra after you've done all that, hook us up with some Skrilla.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing for us.
I know, we just fucking,
all we do is provide the goods.
Man, we're just rolling in it, bro.
We're gonna provide the goods today, my friend. Where can people find you, Cheech?
You can find me in Vegas at Best Podcaster.
The time of his life. You can follow the show at ADHD Cast on everything. I'm at Ernie Hurtado, in case you cared. And Rebel Talk Network is the company that we are putting this out under. Follow them on everything. And it's a Rebel Talk Net. Rebel Talk Net. Like, not network, was a little too long. I was like, Rebel Talk Net.
Net, yeah.
Anyway, all right, y'all. We'll see you guys on Friday.